Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Tomorrow night, the big one, the battle for the city. It's north and south right here on WGCL. Don't forget, Dave Novak will have Chalk Talk with Scott Bless and Mo Moriarty leading up to our 7 p.m. kickoff. But we had a busy night last night as well. Girls soccer in action. The Bloomington North Cougars of David Prawl had the number 8th ranked Terre Haute North Patriots in town. And the Cougars were awfully nice hosts, spotting the Patriots 2 first half goals. But the Maroon and Gold rallied in the second half. Goals from Erica Goldsworthy and Kaylee Ryan drew a penalty and converted the penalty kick. The Cougars escape with a 2-2 draw, and at halftime, I think they would have taken that. North moves to 1-1-2 in Conference Indiana play. Terre Haute North drops to 1-0-2. North is back in action when it hosts Whiteland on Saturday. The Southsiders of Ian Rickerby, they traveled to Terre Haute to take on Terre Haute South, and with them, they brought goals. That's been the South Panthers' MO all season long, and last night was no different. Gail Wells scored her 18th on the season. Emily Bird, Aviv Hager, and Kristen Reidner also tallied for Rickerby's purple and white. 3-0-1 in Conference Indiana play, 9-2-1 overall, and when Bloomington South scores, they score in bunches. Last night was no different. South, senior night, comes on Monday. They will host Franklin Community. The North and South battle continues tonight as well on the tennis courts. Bloomington South will be the host 5 p.m. as the Panthers and Cougars get together. NFL action returns to the airwaves. The regular season kicks off tonight. Kansas City's at New England, 7:45 pregame, 8:30 kick. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasscock.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
One of the bright spots against Ohio State last week was the Hoosiers' passing attack. Wide receiver Luke Timian was in the thick of things as he caught 10 passes for 72 yards. The Hoosiers, obviously not happy with the result against the Buckeyes, and Timian told us what they can take from last Thursday's effort.
I think the encouraging part was after watching, we were really just a couple plays from the momentum completely shifting towards them. There's a couple plays on offense that we should have made and a couple plays on defense that we should have made. Other than that, we were right with them up until the end of the third quarter. So I think that's the encouraging part. A lot of things that we can build on, a lot of things that we can improve on, and that's what we're going to take towards the Virginia Cavaliers. That's what we're there for. We're there to make plays for Rich and the rest of the offense. And now with Nick Westbrook going down, someone else is going to have to step up big time. I'm not sure who that's going to be yet. There's definitely some guys in that room that can step up. And then there's also Ryan Watercutter, who's backing up Ian, who's going to have to come in and make some plays as well. So those guys are definitely going to have to step up big time. Yeah, it's a great opportunity for us going on the road against an ACC team. You know, it's going to be a completely different environment than what we just played in. We have to stay focused this entire week. Work on the things that, you know, we can get better on, improve from last week, and build on this one.
Timian mentioned some of those targets that Richard Lego will look for, including Ryan Watercutter, the backup tight end. Ian Thomas, he caught 3 passes all of last year. He caught 5 last week for 2 touchdowns against Ohio State. Donovan Hale, Taysir Mack, those could be some names as well in the IU receiving core that'll need to step up and fill the void. The IU running attack will also need to get into gear as the Hoosiers travel to Charlottesville to take on Virginia. ESPNU, 3:30 on Saturday. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasscock.